we are a service organization for young adults 21 to 40 who are interested in giving back to the community in which we live in. The Marquette JCs give back in the winter softball tournament. We raise money for the Special Olympics. We have an Adopt a Highway coming up. We'll be cleaning up the highway by TV6 next weekend. And we just try to give back and participate in our community. We just had our large Easter egg hunt, which was a huge success. Definitely a help of the media to be involved with that, so we thank you for that. But really, it's just about making connections with people in our age group and helping make our community a better place to live.
Is that because sometimes the, how do I say this fairly, the more established service clubs that have been out there for a long time, that can be a little daunting for a young professional?
I think so. I think it's nice. We're very informal in our meetings. We get the job done, but yeah, we're a young group, movers and shakers, and you know, we let our hair down a little more than I think some other organizations.
You know, the traditional,
not quite as
right. Or you guys are like you know, the first course, and then when you move on,
right? To the, okay. You rooster out, as we call it. And then you join the other service organizations.
But the concepts are the similar thing there, that it's an opportunity to network then with professionals in similar industries and not, right?
Right, right. It's a great way to make those connections. You know, in today's job market, too, you want to have something that makes you stand out. And, you know, you never know if you're going to go in somewhere and someone was a JC down in Grand Rapids who is now in a position to hire. It could be the difference, and it's just a good way to make connections that way.
Now, we've had you on the program before and talked about the opportunities for the young professionals that are out there, and they're actually, you have a meeting here
tomorrow night.
Okay.
Right. It's the third Thursday of the month. We have a social from 6 to 6:30 at the Upfront. Meeting starts.
Why does she smile when she says that? You ever notice that?
She says it's a
because you're in radio,
meeting.
So I know you can appreciate
it's
the
humor. It's a social.
Yeah. It's a mixer. It's a networking opportunity.
Networking,
time.
Yes. So social from 6 to 6:30, meeting at 6:30. And tomorrow night we do have Shelby Bischoff from MBank coming in. She's coming in to educate our group about things that are important to our age group, like keeping your credit intact during this economy, buying that first home, those big goals and big monetary events that happen in our life during this age group. So she'll be in to talk about that. And I always invite people, if you want to come in and talk to us about your organization or how the JCs can help you or how you think you can help my age group specifically, to give me a call and we'll let you come in and do a guest presentation.
Are you also in the search mode, not necessarily for members, but I know your organization, like many others, is kind of looking for that next project?
Yes, we're always looking for projects. If people need sweat equity, we don't have a lot of money in the pot, but we can come and put in the sweat equity to help you make those improvements that maybe you need.
Give you an example of this from years ago. I believe this is pre-JC's for you. The 4th of July parade, Walt, when the JC's walked behind the horses.
That was giving extra for the community.
That was taking a couple extra from that team.
Yeah, they may show up to it, but I won't be doing that.
So if people want to find out more about the JC's, what's the process?
There's a whole different manure joke there, by the way.
What's the process? Who do they call, or do you have websites? What's out there?
Well, I know you guys were talking yesterday about Facebook, and we do have a Facebook. People can visit that Marquette Area JCs, or they can call me. My phone number is 458-5783.